Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for this show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Yeah. give an answer to this question that's going to make somebody regret asking it. Most Christian thing you can be on is humility. No one wanted to hear that. People wanted to hear more Bible, be more prayerful, be more articulate. Nobody wants to be on humility. That's okay. And I'm only talking about myself, by the way, because humility is not something I'm interested in. Now, it has been proven time and again that the Lord is interested in me having humility. And since I am me and He is God, that tends to happen. I think we have a concern about humility, because we don't really, a lot of us, understand it. A lot of us get concerned that humility is the same as kind of feeling bad about myself and being down on myself. And for a lot of us, that's what got us into our madness. That's what led to looking for some answers in drugs or bad relationships or trying to achieve or trying to get people to like us because we didn't feel good about ourselves. So when someone gets up and tells you that God wants you to be humble, if you think that humility and feeling bad about yourself are the same thing, then that's not a very attractive option. But what I want to talk about for just a second here tonight is humility is not low self-esteem. It's not self-hatred. As a matter of fact, in some very important ways, it's the antidote to those things. Here's the thing. You can't humiliate a humble person. You cannot spike up ego in a humble person. And again, I don't know about all y'all. I'm going to talk about myself for a second. Ego is involved in most of the dumbest decisions I have made in my life. As soon as you have that moment of, oh, you can't say that to me, that's when stupid happens. Because right after that, that is the downbeat to stupid about to happen. So I'm going to prove it. Nobody ever got happy by proving things. Especially in the Lord. Because here's the thing, that low self-esteem comes from the same place that ego comes from. And it comes from not being sure about who you are. It comes from wanting people to think you're something that maybe you know you're not. Humility, godly humility, comes from letting God tell you who you are.
All right.
That's what you're on with that. When God wants a humble person, why is that the most important thing? Because humility will set the pace for everything else that you're trying to do in your life. Jesus said a couple times in Scripture, come to me like a little child. Now, I don't think he meant snot-nosed with peanut butter and jelly on your hands. Maybe. We can try that just in case. But kids, one of the beautiful things about little kids is they know they don't know stuff. They've got questions. Anybody who's been around small children knows there are questions. There are questions you never thought anyone would think of about why this is that way and that is that way, and every answer leads to a new question. Why is the sky blue? Well, because the atmosphere reflects light. Why is there atmosphere? Well, because... And eventually, you're just in... I don't know, because otherwise we'd all die. Mine, okay? I'm happy. But that's good. That's the right attitude to come to God with. Because He has answers. And if there's anything that I have proved myself, and I have a feeling that some of you are in the same boat, is that I've proved myself over and over, is I do not have answers. I have problems. I don't need something that's going to give me more problems. And that's what ego can work its way into anything and give you those problems. But humility as a base can be applied to everything. You look at some of the things just in this question. You can go to God in prayer with your pride intact, and you're not going to get anywhere. Because you start praying to God as if you both have an opinion that needs to be represented in this.
Okay.
As if you are negotiating with God. And say, well, I would like a Ferrari and $100,000 and a giant house. That's my opening offer. I'm willing to be talked down to a nice Honda and an apartment in a good neighborhood. I'm willing to meet you halfway on this. Come on. We're not negotiating with God. When you go to God in humility, that's where your life can actually change. If you go to God with the attitude of, look, I have tried running this my way, and it's all flaming wreckage right now. Yeah. So why don't we try your thing for a little while? That's humility. You go to the Bible with your ego intact, you're not going to get anything out of it, really. Because you might be looking for things to prove how smart you are at church. You might be looking for things to win arguments with your friends. But when you go to the Bible in humility and look for God to speak into your life, you can find answers in that book. But in order to find answers, you have to admit you have questions. Amen. I have experienced an odd phenomenon. I've been working for Glenn and Jed for almost 2 years now. And there are many people who have something in common. It's called honkitis, Caucasianity. White people. I'm saying white people here. I'm trying to be nice about it. But there are people who come to Glenn and say, I have a giant problem. I don't know what to do about it. You do this for a living. What do I do? And Glenn, because he's a nice man, because God makes him do it, says, well, what I would do is this, that, and the other. And they go, that sounds good, and that sounds like it would work, but that's not my idea. And I need this to be my idea, so I'm going to keep doing the bad idea I'm doing.
Preach.
I have seen that literally hundreds of times in 2 years. And I would mock those people more than I already do, which is significant, if that wasn't the attitude I find myself going to God with quite a little bit. I need your help. Oh, I'm so downtrodden and broken of heart. What should I do? Well, I think you should humble yourself and serve somebody. I don't want to do that. I would like a situation that allows me to keep thinking I'm great. I think that would be really what's wrong. We're all that way, but that catches up to you eventually. But humility, if you start from zero, you can actually build the life God wants for you at every step. It happens throughout the Bible. There's a verse in Proverbs that says, God opposes the proud, but exalts the humble. I'm going to translate that for you in my own personal version. If you will not be humble, God will humble you. And some of us have been through that process and are in the middle of that process. It's a lot easier if you just jump to the end. Again, I don't know, I'm use another child analogy. I've never seen a little kid, a toddler or something at the grocery store, and mom says, we're leaving. And he says, well, actually, I'm not done with the grocery shopping experience. I'm staying right here. Now, that always ends the same way with the kid outside the store. The difference is he can either agree to that or be drug out kicking and screaming. You can either agree to humility or be drugged there. God opposes the proud but exalts the humble. And that verse is repeated 5 times in the New Testament. By Jesus, Paul, and Peter. That idea keeps coming up over and over. Humility is so important to God that it is a non-negotiable ingredient. If you don't have it, he's going to keep working on that part of your life until you get some of it. It's that important. Because humility is what allows you to be a follower. You cannot follow Jesus in the hope that one day you will get to be leading things. That is not how this works. Let's go to that verse right here. This is Paul in Philippians 2. It says, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus. So what's the most Christian thing you can be on? Being of the same mind as Jesus sounds like about as Christian as it gets. So let's pay attention to what he says that is. Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing. Take a second stew in that. Jesus, who was himself God, did not consider being more godly than other people something that was important to him. Can you wrap your mind around it? Who, being God, did not lord his godliness over other people, because that wasn't part of what he was trying to do. What he did instead, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. I'm going to be very honest, brothers and sisters. I do not like humility. I tend, in my worst moments, to think that humility is beneath me. That I put in enough work and time and good behavior and good deeds that I should be over this humility. Jesus humbled himself. That does not mean he did it once. That does not mean he did it sometimes. That means that is the mindset Jesus went into his ministry with. What an amazing thing. And look at, we're going to take one real quick point here. How did he humble himself? By taking the very nature of a servant. I am looking at a room full of brothers and sisters who are doing this, who are serving. You may think that the people on this stage are doing the most important thing in this service. That's not true. As a matter of fact, for the people you will see on this stage, the being on stage part is the least important part. There is driving people to the job center who need it. There is sitting down with someone who's going through a hard time. There are dozens of important things that people in ministry do that you can be doing. And a lot of you are doing. Having a kind word for someone at the center. Moving chairs. Helping Miss Patricia out here. These are all important things. And these are all things that if you look at them right, if you have the same mindset as Jesus, will lay a base of humility for your whole walk. Amen?
Amen. Amen. All right.